Women's prisons are filling up at an alarming rate in Australia. The Australian Bureau of Statistics says the number of women behind bars has increased by more than 8% in the last year, a much faster rate of increase than for men. The surge is being driven by a 20% increase in the number of Indigenous women being locked up, as Simon Lauder reports.
When they were counted earlier this year, there were 29,383 prisoners in Australia, a 31% increase in the last decade. Only 7% of the prison population is female, but that figure is changing fast. The population of women's prisons has increased by 48% in the last decade and 8.4% in the last year. That's a rate of growth more than 20 times faster than for men. That's concerning enough, but the reason for that increase is even more alarming. In the last year, there was an increase of 20% in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women in prison. Dr. Eileen Baldry is a professor of criminology at the University of New South Wales.
It is very extraordinary, but I have to say it's a figure that has been, in a sense, predicted over the last 15 to 20 years.
Dr. Baldry says prisons are increasingly being used to lock up women who are marginalised and traumatised, and they should be getting more help instead.
So what we're doing is we're locking up people who have disability impairment at very high rates, but this is very obvious amongst Aboriginal women.
Just trying to account for that 20%, where is that happening the most, do you think?
There are a number of things happening here. One is that Aboriginal women have a much higher rate of remand than others, but also they have a higher rate of shorter sentences because what they're being put into prison for are, on the whole, not the most serious offences. Assault is certainly reasonably high, but that is often assault which does not actually do bodily harm to somebody. Now, it doesn't excuse it, but these are offences for which they get relatively lower rates of sentences and incarceration. Now, the large numbers of Aboriginal women are seen in the Northern Territory, Western Australia and New South Wales.
Since 2002, imprisonment rates for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians increased by about 700 people per 100,000 adults to more than 1,900. The rate for non-Indigenous prisoners increased by just 6 per 100,000 to 129. The National Director of Australians for Native Title and Reconciliation, Jacqueline Phillips, says the latest figures show the government Close the Gap program needs to address imprisonment rates.
One of the things that we've been lobbying for are targets to reduce Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander imprisonment at the federal level as part of the Closing the Gap targets, which we have, as I said, on health, education, employment. We've been lobbying COAG for these targets now for about 12 months. COAG's meeting today, and yet again, those targets are not on the agenda for discussion. And I think with the statistics coming out this week of the 20% growth in the Aboriginal women population in the last year, it really highlights a failure and a blindness by COAG on this really fundamental and urgent issue.
That's Jacqueline Phillips from Australians for Native Title and Reconciliation speaking to Simon Lauder.